So I'm joined with Russell Bradley, who was one of the many players that Ian Burgess signed with a Nottingham Forest connection. And Russell, how did the move to Hereford come about?
Basically, I was obviously at Forest, and I had an injury, quite a bad injury, and just really at the time to get some playing time, I went obviously on loan to Hereford. That was the main reason, really, just to get some experience and some playing time after a fairly bad injury.
So you end up signing on a permanent deal, and you're a regular in the team for the next three seasons. Was your time at Hereford a happy experience?
It was very happy, yes. Yes, I actually moved from Nottingham down to Hereford, and the playing time I had down there was a very enjoyable experience. The really, really good set of lads. The club was obviously well run, a very, very friendly, family orientated club. So yeah, it was an enjoyable experience for me.
So can you tell me your memories of the Welsh Cup final 25 years ago?
I can, yes. I remember the stadium being very empty because obviously there wasn't that many fans there. But it was a very, very big stadium for that sort of competition. But it was great experience. I remember I think it was 1-0. I think in the end the score was it 1-0 or 2-1?
2-1.
2-1, sorry. I remember the score being 2-1, and I was sort of hanging on for the last 10-15 minutes or so. But I think it was a well-deserved victory in the end.
So you left Hereford in 91, just after John Sillett took over. And what was the reasons for your move to Halifax Town?
The main reasons were trying to really forge obviously a better career. I just felt at the time, with it being down in Hereford, it was a little bit seen as a little bit of a footballing outpost at the time, and I wanted to move up to the northwest Midland sort of region, just to try and progress my career really. Plus the fact, obviously, I was Player of the Year at the time, and the contract I was offered when my contract was up wasn't really much of an improvement. So there was a certain amount of financial gains as well moving up north.
So in 2015, what's Russell Bradley up to now?
Say that again, sorry?
What are you up to now in 2015?
I'm a director of a company called Global Energy Efficiency, based in Derby. So I'm the operations director there.